I'd like now to welcome Michael Holzscheiter. He is here to talk about the Church of Beethoven. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. So this coming Saturday at 10:30 in the morning at El Museo Cultural in Santa Fe on Paseo de Peralta is going to be your next event. This has been going on, I guess, for the month of August. Why morning concerts?
Well, the idea started actually about half a year ago in Albuquerque, where Felix Wurman, who was a cellist with the New Mexico Symphony, had this idea to bring classical music back to the people, bring it on a more personal level. And he came up with a crazy name, Church of Beethoven.
Why Church of Beethoven?
Well, he just had this idea. Jerry Seinfeld once in a show said, why do they call it Crepe Nuts? They're no Crepe nor Nuts here. And so this is really not a church.
But there is Beethoven.
But there's Beethoven. Rarely, but occasionally we do Beethoven.
Right, like this coming Saturday.
Yeah. So, and it's very successful in Albuquerque. It's a very small space they have. It's an old gas station in the Barreras district. So you literally sit with a musician. So you've never been that close to a quartet or even to a larger ensemble. And some people have been going down there almost weekly, and we decided this is something Santa Fe is actually lacking. We have a lot of classical music. We have a lot of offerings, but this is something completely different for everybody to enjoy. It's a free concert. They just pass around a basket at the end and ask for donations. But if you feel you can afford it and you like the show, you help. And if you just want to listen to the music, but you really don't have the means to buy $50 concert tickets, you still can come.
And so there's a suggested donation of $15, but people can pay whatever they want. There's also poetry at the event this weekend, the poems of Lisa Gill.
Yes, that's actually a regular, and that makes it a little bit more in the direction of the church again. We have different things going in parallel. We have the classical music, we have poetry, and we have a number of resident poets, like Lisa Gill is one from Albuquerque. But we also have poets which are just traveling through the area or take part in one of the workshops or things like that, and they will come. And sometimes the poets have a very close relationship to the music which is played. Sometimes they're completely disconnected. Some are traditional poets which were dug up in the literature again. Some are brand new works by the resident poets. But they always give you something to think about. I think that's where we come close to church, that people start reflecting on themselves and thinking about what is this is all about. And so the additional thing to the church is actually we always have a 1 or 2 minute of silence right in the middle. We don't have an intermission, but everybody is quiet and just thinks, hopefully.
Or absorbs the vibration
absorbs,
around
yeah, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you a musician yourself?
No, I'm not. I'm a physicist, actually, by training, and I used to work in Los Alamos for 16 years, but I'm now too young and early retired and indulge myself in cancer research. But I love classical music, like many of my colleagues do, and we have known Felix for a number of years, and when I heard about this, we decided to help him to spread the word around New Mexico.
Tell us more about Felix.
Well, we're not that closely related with him, so I'm really not sure what I should tell you. I don't have his CV here right now, but he's a cellist. He has
Felix Wurman. Is he German,
yeah.
Like you?
No, he's not German.
Okay.
But the name sounds German, but could come from anywhere else, too. And he has been with the symphony for many, many years in New Mexico. He always had ideas to break outside of the concert hall. And sometime he had a series set up which was called the Domus concert, and they had a portable geodesic dome they traveled around the country with and played concerts in it. He also likes the idea to mix with the people, with the audience, so that's why he came up with the idea of the espresso artists who are there before and after the show, and there's sort of free coffee drinks, cappuccino, lattes, also tea for people who like tea. And so you get a lot of chance to actually speak with the musicians. They don't go backstage to tune up the instruments. They do it right there while you're sitting there and talking to them. It's a very close and personal experience. And we're trying to do the same here in the Museo Cultural. We have to get the room really packed to make that happen. The first concert we had was just 2 weeks ago, And it was a very good success for the very first time. We had about 100 people, or a little bit less than 100 people there, but we can see 200, and we didn't want to fill it. So people run into the cellist and back him out of his tune for a moment when that happens, because that is really what... I think classical music started like that. If you think back in history, Mozart was a rock star of his times. He was an entertainer at parties. It was a raucous crowd, which we don't propose we want to have here. We want to have people be quiet when the music plays. But
right. Still,
it should be an entertainment and not something like an idol on the stage you just are in awe about.
So Mozart was a rock star of his time. Did the common people, did the peasants, so to speak, go and hear Mozart's music?
Well, I wasn't there, so I really can't tell. But from the character of what... different books and movies portray. I think he was very well known in the community, and he probably played on the street. Like one example, which actually comes out of the Church of Beethoven, was not too long ago, we had a violinist there who actually played on a Stradivari.
Really?
And the story of the instrument was, this Stradivari was originally owned as first owner by Paganini. But Paganini was such a poor guy at the time that he sold his Stradivari behind Stradivari's back for money for food.
Right.
And, I mean, nowadays we think these musicians were these great people, but they were just regular starving artists like we have
just
today.
Just like everybody else.
Like another example how classical musicians behave. Bach, who is a strong part of our program sometimes, when he was a young musician, and that story I got from the concert master of the Santa Fe Symphony many years ago. He was a concert master in a church somewhere in the former East Germany, and they have a statue standing there with Bach in his 20s with a dagger in his hand, commemorating the event that he actually accused one of the people in the orchestra that he was, in the English translation, you call him a sissy goat bassoonist.
A what?
A sissy goat bassoonist, whatever that means.
Whatever that means.
And that guy actually jumped up and challenged Bach, and so they went outside and they threw their weapons and they fought it out.
Oh my goodness.
And nowadays you think of Bach with a wide wig and a
right. Heavy-set
guy. No, he wasn't like that. And I think we want to bring the music somewhat back to that level and have a good mixture. A very nice concert they gave not too long ago was for David Felberg, the concertmaster here of the Santa Fe Symphony, rearranged Ravel's Bolero for 14 individual instruments. So each instrument was playing the role of a whole voice in the Bolero. And I have seen amazing concerts of the Bolero, actually one in the National Symphony in Madrid in Spain many years ago. But this was the first time it was completely different. By the halfway through the piece, the entire audience was swaying back and forth with the music, and people weren't sitting still and staring anymore. They were taking part in it. I mean, it was short of people started singing it.
It's funny. I went to a music festival last weekend, and one of the things that I was so struck by is that I and virtually everybody else there was in an altered state, some kind of state of passionate ecstasy and engagement in this music. And I don't know to what extent that is happening in classical music concerts. When I look around at the faces of people in classical music concerts, I don't see it.
That's correct, actually. It's sometimes sad when we go to a concert here in Santa Fe or anywhere in the world. People are very formal, they dress up nicely, and then they sit still and have themselves being, swamped by the music. But they don't take part, neither emotionally nor physically. And so here, we really encourage the participation of the audience. We had times where we had, for instance, a guitarist coming, and one piece was we all sang Bob Dylan songs together. Everybody, the whole 150 people. One time we had a bass from the Metropolitan Opera here who actually also performed here in Santa Fe at the first concert. But at the earlier time what he did, he split the audience in sections and said, you are the trombones, you are the violins, you are the brass pieces, you are the cello. And then he gave each of those sections one line to sing. And then he directed the whole concert. And he sang along whenever he felt like the violins were too weak. His voice was going there. When he felt the drum notes were too weak, he jumped over there. And it was like a 5 or 10 minute piece. But everybody felt like they were part of it.
The musicians and the audience
the
both.
And the
one
audience.
Transfers over
right.
to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, it's time to go. Michael Holzscheiter is with the Church of Beethoven. And the show in Santa Fe is this coming Saturday, the 23rd of August, at 10:30 at El Museo Cultural, which is at 1615 Paseo de Peralta in Santa Fe. For more information, you can call 505-307-9647, 307-9647. There's also a website. You can Google Church of Beethoven. And you can also come for tea and coffee from 9:30 in the morning on. Thank you so much for being here, Michael.
Thank you very much. And I just want to add on, there are also a lot of concerts on YouTube. If you want to look at anything, go to YouTube,
Excellent.
churchofbeethoven.org.
Excellent. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can reach me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Good Morning Jazz with John Greenspan features the monthly New Orleans Hour. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. Hasta mañana. We'll see you later.